Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
Once again, if you have not joined us on previous podcast episodes, such as our previous Rainer on Leadership, number 548, or number 99 on Revitalize and Replant, we're taking the entirety of this week to talk about church membership. And one of the ways we're talking about this is by the celebration of the release of a new video study on I Am a Church Member. I Am a Church Member, the best-selling church ministry book ever. And it's a book that is, 1.6 million plus copies sold. And I'm just grateful to God for the influence that it has had. And now for the first time, we have a video study guide release on that. And Jonathan, we can talk more about that toward the end of the episode together, about that video episode. But we're talking all week, to Rainer on Leaderships and the weekly Revitalize and Replant on church membership. And today we're going to talk about seven healthy ways church members pray for their pastors. As always, we are grateful to Midwestern Seminary for their sponsorship.
Yep, Midwestern offers more than 25 degrees at both the undergraduate and master's level that are fully attainable online. From business to Bible, counseling to Christian education, prepare for your future at your own pace and your own location. You can learn more at mbts.edu/online.
Okay, in a previous episode, we talked about a prayer app, and it's a reminder app. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it till the people at Church Answers came along and told me about it. And what happened was, we were talking about church prayer ministries, and one of the more vibrant church prayer ministries is where church members actually are reminded at a certain time to pray for their church. I had recommended they look at a certain app, and they came back, the community of Church Answers, and said, no, we like this one better. It's called Echo Prayer. Echo Prayer. I have no idea whose app that is, but we're giving them all kind of promotion through this. But we have a lot of people at Church Answers using it, and I think it's worthy to mention. So now we're going to talk about seven ways healthy church members can pray for their pastors. But just a reminder, have a way to be reminded, a reminder to be reminded how to pray for your church.
And the reason this is so important, take us back to episode 548, the previous episode of Rainer on Leadership. The top reason, the main reason, in our seven ways to be a unifying church member, we started with
pray for the church.
For the church.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so now we're going to talk about what to pray for.
How do you pray? What do you pray for?
Yeah, what are the specific things you're praying? And I'll elaborate a little bit on these. They may seem self-evident, but I'll elaborate on these just a little bit so you can know from a pastor's perspective and from the pastor's family why this is important.
What they need prayer for. So number one, this is for the pastors. Then pray for their protection.
There's so many ways that you can pray for their protection. You can pray for their physical health. When I say them, I'm not only talking about the pastors, I'm talking about their family, because if a family member gets sick in an accident or something, you know what that is. So you can pray for their physical health. You can pray for their emotional health. You can pray for their spiritual health for protection. But you can also, in the context of all of this, pray against those that would spiritually attack the pastor. And that means the realm of spiritual warfare. Pray for protection. I mean, if you believe the Bible, then you believe that there are demonic forces, there're satanic forces out there that would love to take your pastor down. And it happens too many times. Sometimes it's moral failure, but it can happen in a number of ways. So pray for their protection. Pray for their spiritual stamina, that they can, when it's all said and done, be protected by prayer.
Now you mentioned taking them down. One of the, I think, the easy targets Satan tries to use on that is, it goes to number two, and it's their families.
Yes.
Pray for their families.
Jonathan, we spend a lot of time at Church Answers, particularly on the forum. It's just an incredibly safe place for pastors and other church leaders to talk, and it's they receive consultation, they receive coaching 24/7. I mean, sometimes it's literally 24/7 because I've been up at 3 a.m. Responding to a lot of things at Church Answers. Here's what I hear from our community of over 1,600 at Church Answers. Here is what I hear. I hear, pray for my wife. She's just really down and out about all the things that are happening in the church. Pray for my kids. My kids are about ready to leave church. And how many times have we heard kids that have their pastor parent has had a bad experience and they don't ever want to go back to church, even in adulthood, mm-hmm. even in adulthood.
Yeah.
So pray for the families. I remember, back in the days when, a pastor would be interviewed and the question would be, what does your spouse do? In other words, we want the spouse as a paid, unpaid staff member as well. The expectations are high of pastors' families.
Yeah. And we've talked about how on this podcast, or actually not this podcast, Revitalize and Replant, whenever Mark's been on.
Yeah.
Mark has been and talked about how hard replanting and revitalization can be on the spouse and the family, and that, you know, feel the freedom to let them go to another church during the week or something like that, to be so that they can be fed without that pressure, without that those expectations, the fishbowl,
yes,
as you said, that I can't say, the fishbowl mentality that often comes with that. So, the expectations, like you mentioned, are high on and the demands, because it seems like everything's amplified. I remember you telling stories about Sam on the floor in the narthex, and somebody saying that,
yes, you know,
pastor's kids shouldn't act like that.
Yes, he was just being a kid and rolling around, a young kid back
like
then,
three or four years old.
We're not talking about my 39-year-old son right now. We're talking
he
about
might still do that. You never know,
but not at my house. He does not. So this would have been 1988, and Sam was
been born, eight
years old, and he was just being a kid rolling around on the floor. And somebody said, pastor's kids aren't supposed to do that. And if looks could kill, that guy was dead by me. But yeah, pray for their families. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Pray for their preaching.
Most church members spend more time critiquing sermons than they do praying for the pastor's sermons. If you would spend as much time praying for the pastor's sermon as critiquing it, we may have a spiritual revolution in our churches. They're there usually on the brief side, 20 minutes, on the long side, 50 minutes. And if you're longer than 50 minutes, everybody's gone by now anyway.
Yeah.
Pray for their preaching. That is the one time of the week for many church members that they have any type of contact. And now in the digital world, those sermons are traveling a lot more than just in the worship service too. So pray for anointing, pray for protection, pray for clarity, pray for dealing with the text in a healthy way.
Yeah. Pray for the listeners.
Yeah. Pray for the listeners as well. I love it in our church, right before the sermon, the person who is preaching, usually my son, who is the lead pastor, but it could be someone else, kneels, or in my case, they tell me, you don't have to kneel, Dad. We want you to be able to get up when I preach there.
That's harsh.
So I just stand there.
Well, you're about the same height.
So oh, gosh.
Just kneeling.
So they come and put their hands on the preacher of the day, and it's usually Jess. And I've heard many people pray not only for him and his anointing, clarity, but to pray for the listeners as well. What's really great is I heard an elder pray over Jess not too long ago, Lord, I want to pray for me that I will hear the sermon well. Think of how encouraging Jess was just to hear an elder say, I'm praying for myself during all that. Pray for their preaching.
All right. Pray for their physical stamina. It takes a lot.
Oh, gosh. Again, another conversation. You might say, and when do you talk to all these pastors?
Well, Church Answer Central.
Church Answer Central is where I communicate with them in writing. But then there's a group of pastors that I actually have that I mentor. We call it Church Answers Platinum.
Any openings in that right now?
There are three.
Okay.
There are three openings in that right now.
I'll put a link
now
to that if anybody's interested.
Yeah. Good point. Basically, they have 24/7 access to me, but they and I do coaching to the entire group, but then they have a lot of one-on-one access to me as well. And so we have video conferences via Zoom. And you ask, where do I get all this information? Well, I'm talking to these people. Sometimes it's informally at a conference, but in the course of a week, I'll have several pastors that I'll talk to. And I was talking to a pastor, and he said, here's how I want to define pastoring. I said, tell me, Whiplash. He said, over here, I'm celebrating someone who's become a Christian. If you see my head, it's jerking. And Jonathan said, don't jerk your head. Keep
they
it in
probably
front
can tell by the, voice modulating here on
so
the
you
podcast.
Know. So I'm here, and now I'm going away. Now I'm here. Now I'm going away. Now you understand that I'm moving away from the microphone. So he said it's whiplash. I'll celebrate someone who has become a new believer in Christ. I'll celebrate a family that's become the marriage has become healed, and then I'll deal with criticism or I'll deal with conflict in the church. Over here, I'll deal with the building program and all the things that are going on in there. And over here, I will deal with a big distraction. He said it's totally like whiplash. I said, "What's the end of the day like?" He said, exhausting. I'm just worn out. Totally. Yeah, you're worn out too. I can see that from your meetings. And you probably have had whiplash a lot in these meetings, the good, the bad, and the ugly of those kind of meetings. So pray for their physical stamina. Pastoring, being the shepherd of a church, if it is not done in God's power, will wear you out.
Yeah.
Pray that they will have God's power.
Well, it's nonstop.
It is.
I mean, it's you start in the morning and then it's sermon prep, it's hospital visits, it's counseling, it's phone calls, it's problem solving, it's, you know, putting out fires, it's the middle of the night phone calls, the late night text, you know, things like, I mean, it never stops.
It is a 24/7 for sure. And I really don't think that most church members, I don't want to say all church members, but most church members can appreciate not only the emotional exhaustion of being a pastor, but the physical exhaustion. I always got stories because mm-hmm. I'm always talking to pastors. And this one actually happened this week, talking to a pastor. The church can no longer afford this pastor full time, and even paying him full time didn't feel like they were paying him full time, but
full time work, part time pay.
And he was asking me, this coaching call was actually about, let's go over the budget and see what they can afford. And I went over the budget.
A platinum call?
That was a platinum call.
So you helped them make their budget. That's nice.
No, I didn't help them make their budget. I helped him review the budget to see what they could afford based upon receipts coming in.
That's nice.
So we went over a lot of things, and I just paused for a moment. I said, this is going to be tough. I said, you're underpaid now, and they can afford half of what you're paying. And it's... And he has a great heart. And he said, okay. I said, are you going to leave the church? He said, no, God's called me here.
Well, I respect the heck out of that.
Oh, my goodness. I said, did you hear what I just said? According to the deficit, you're underpaid right now. And if this continues, they can only afford half of what you're underpaid. And he said, okay, we'll do what we'll have to do. And so the next thing we started talking about is what he had to do. And we started talking about side gigs.
Episode 96 of Revitalize and Replant.
You got a good memory there.
It was a recent episode, so I know which one it was.
Okay.
It was an even number one because we did it with Mark.
And he lives near a major city, close enough where he can do Uber and Lyft. Mm-hmm. And that is his first choice. And he said, but I got a couple of church members that don't want me to do that. I said, what do you mean?
Wait, what?
He said, well, these are the church members who know they can't afford me, but they want a full-time pastor. And I said, they can't have it both ways.
Pick one.
Yeah, pick one. And he said, well, they say that I just won't be available for them. And I said, stop a minute. This is the world of technology. You'll have your smartphone in order to get your Lyft or your Uber assignments as a bivocational pastor. He wants that flexibility that mm-hmm. That particular side gig will give. I said, so you'll have the flexibility. That same smartphone can stay in touch with these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lyft has downtime. Uber has downtime. Shipt has downtime. Those are the three that he was looking at as possibility. But this guy, you talk about admiring someone. This guy is going bivocational, our marketplace, in order to stay at his church. He told me, he said, I had an opportunity for a full-time church not too long ago, and this is just where my wife and I feel like we're called. I mean, you know, I get off of calls like that, and I say, Lord, don't ever let me complain again. I mean, those are my kind of heroes of the faith. So pray for their... Pray for their stamina.
Yeah, and not just their physical stamina, but their emotional stamina.
Oh, think of, You know, how many times have I done a blog post about tell me some of the weirdest things that you've been told as a pastor right before you preach, prayer requests, things that they're asking of you, and it emotionally jerks you around. It just is. It's unbelievable the emotional stress and strain that a pastor can go through when that pastor is not doing things in God's power. The only way the pastor can do it, it goes back to our pray for the pastor that we've talked about on more than one occasion. Pray for the pastor for their emotional stamina, because they are just going to be worn out. It is not a job for the weak of heart. It is not a job for those who are not empowered by the heart, by God. So pray most definitely for their emotional stamina.
All right. Number six is very important here. Pray for their walk with God.
It is so easy, incredibly easy, to be distracted from the main thing when you are a pastor. And it is so easy to justify, I've got to spend my time in this next meeting instead of in the Word of God. It's so easy to justify, I've had this crisis, so I don't have time to pray. And when I say easy, I mean seriously. They're doing the work of God, but many times they're doing it for their neglect with their walk with God. So don't let the work of God neglect your walk with God. And so it happens again and again and again. So those of you who are praying for pastors, pray that they'll stay in the Word. Pray that they'll be people of prayer. Pray that they will be in constant communication with the Lord. Pray that their time in the Bible will not be just for sermon prep. Pray that they will have a heart to share the gospel with others. Pray that they will be growing as disciples, even with their responsibilities that they have.
All right, and then finally, pray for their clarity of vision.
Yeah, vision is how they will lead the church. Every church has similar types of mission. You have, let's just go through those. Someone reminded me not too long ago. I had a way to remember, help them to remember the major purposes of the church, and it was the way I used the first letter of every word in a sentence. I'm not going to try to remember that right now, but there's evangelism. It's mm-hmm. a purpose of the church. Prayer is a purpose of the church. Discipleship, fellowship, ministry, and worship. Hey, got the major six purposes of the church done there. All churches have that type of mission. Now the question becomes, how do we carry that out specifically within our community? Mm-hmm. Jess's example, son Jess. Spring Hill is a growing, fast growing community south of Nashville. The church is has a lot of young families that are moving in. Sometimes they're moving into Spring Hill for housing affordability for the Nashville area. And so naturally there
are not a lot of that, by the way, housing affordability.
There's not all of Nashville. So there a lot of young families are coming in, a lot of stressed out families. I don't know any of the statistics in Spring Hill, which is divided between two counties, Williamson and Murray County. So I don't know the statistics there, but Jess knows and others knows that the family is under a lot of stress in Spring Hill. So their specific vision is we're going to make Christ the hub of every home, our specific vision. And so they're focusing upon strengthening families to strengthen the community, to strengthen the church. And they're all obviously connected. So pray for your pastor to have that kind of clarity of vision. Yeah, there are a lot of churches in the community, but why? What is it that God wants our church to do in this community at this Esther-like moment for such a time as this? Listen, if you pray for your pastor, take 2 or 3 minutes a day. Set your reminder, whether it's a reminder on your smartphone or whether it's something like an echo prayer that we just described, and pray for the pastor's protection. Pray for their families, their spouse and children. Pray for their preaching. Pray for their physical and emotional stamina. Pray for their walk with God, and pray for clarity. And you know what, Jonathan? You can pray for this in about 3 minutes, mm-hmm. once a day.
Yep. Well, I mean, you could, 7 of these, so you could just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
ooh,
Sunday.
Oh, listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray this to, oh.
The question I do have.
Yeah.
So a pastor hears this podcast, and he listens to all the other podcasts that we do. because you're subscribed on iTunes and gives it a rating and review.
Or on Spotify, or your favorite place.
That too. I know pastors sometimes have a tough time asking for prayer for themselves. How does he communicate this? Is it not a public way? You find one person.
You find the Francis Masons of the church, those who will be your prayer champion, and get that person to champion.
And you
this.
Probably have somebody in your church already.
Yes.
You can see their face right now.
Yep.
That's the prayer person, or that is a prayer person, or these two or three people, they are the people I know are praying for me all the time. They tell me that. I see it. Those are the people you go to, right?
Yep. Ours is Paul, not the apostle.
There you go.
But
no, that'd be weird because he's been dead for 2,000 years.
But a modern day Paul. This, all right. This can be so invigorating. So it can be a revival for your church. And even though we're not doing revitalize and replant, it can be revitalizing as well. Seven ways healthy church members pray for their pastors. As always, we're so grateful to Vanderblumen for being our first and longest standing sponsor.
Yeah, Vanderblumen's 12 Vanderblumen differences allow them to serve clients better than anyone else. One of those differences is that theology matters. Vanderblumen staff has more seminary and theological experience than any other search firm, with more than 250 collective years of church leadership experience. To learn more about all 12 of Vanderblumen's differences, visit vanderdifference.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
This is the last of the emphases this week on the I Am a Church Member video series. We've been talking about church membership issues. Jonathan, once more, what can they get with this video series?
Yeah, it's a 7-session video series, all digital delivery. You got study questions at the end. It comes with a PDF that you can print out for the study questions that you can make copies of and hand those out in the church. But it's only $49.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's super cheap.
And then if you get the book in bulk at lifeway.com.
Yeah, $100 for 20 copies.
So $5 a book.
Yep, $5 a book.
Becomes a very affordable study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does. So you could do 20 people in this and the video questions for only $150.
If you got all the books for everybody too.
Yeah.
Or you just did the video series at 50.
Yep.
One of the two. All right.
As a church leader, you know how tough marriage can be. There's never enough time to help every couple. There's never enough resources to go around, and we often don't feel like marriage experts. That's why we want to tell you about Woo Marriage, a brand new tool from Lifeway that provides Christ-centered marriage coaching for every couple in your church. Backed by research and design with your church in mind, Woo Marriage provides a plan for your marriage ministry with video courses for all seasons of marriage. Whether you need to prepare couples for marriage, strengthen marriages, or restore relationships, you'll have an affordable, flexible plan right at your fingertips. There are courses for communication, managing finances, handling conflict, and many more. Try it free for 1 month with offer code leadership when you go to woomarriage.com/free trial. That's offer code leadership when you check out at woomarriage.com/free trial. Once again, thanks for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership, a member of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or in your favorite podcasting app, and join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.